What's going on, guys? It's Cam from Shooting the Sports Ish. Welcome back to another episode of The Sports Market. Super excited to have you guys here. Really excited to talk about everything that's going on Symbol.app and Symbol Exchange on Twitter, at Symbol Exchange. Their website is Symbol.app. That's our partner site for this particular episode. Super excited to work with those guys and what they have going on. Please, please go check them out over there. And if you want to check us out, we're on Twitter at ShootSportsIsh, and our website is ShootingTheSportsIsh.com. We have some incredible writers up there. I actually just put out an article breaking down the Kansas City Chiefs as a stock and what to look for in the next 2 to 5 years with them. So please go check that out as well. If you like written content, I produce that about once a week. We're going to try it up to about twice a week as well. But really excited for that. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at CM Says Stuff on Twitter. So excited to have you guys in here. We're going to go over a few things. We're going to talk about some winners and losers and who to look at and what to look for. And I'll kind of give you guys an insight as to my stock portfolio as well and who I'm kind of working with. So first thing we're going to do here is we're going to get into short-term losers. So these are in the last week, a 24-hour period of where a stock has seen major, the most gain, the most growth, or the most loss. So this is just a 24-hour span. Who's lost the most? What are we looking at? So we're looking at November 9th to November 10th. Are where all of these major drop-offs have come from really in the last 24 hours or so. So the first stock we have is Denver. The Broncos just have a tough go of it right now, I tell you. They got injuries everywhere, and then they're in a division with Kansas City, Las Vegas, and the Chargers, who are just getting better and better every week, it seems like. Herbert might end up being that dude. And the fact that we have a Herbert and Tua face off this weekend is awesome, but Herbert and Tua as well. I'm not taking anything away from Tua. Those two guys might be those dudes for the next couple of years, so that's going to be really fun to earn the next decade. So that'll be fun to watch. But the Broncos are just in a tough spot. They were at $19.75 a share, down to $18 a share now. Tough move. You kind of see it though, especially with the losses that they're incurring and the health, the lack of health that team has. Tough right now, tough. Next team, the Bucks, coming off an abysmal look on national television against the Saints. I mean, holy crap, that was all-time bad for Tom Brady. $31.50 a share as of 11/9. As of 11/10, $28 a share. So short term, forget this kind of move from some stockholders here on the sports market. So Bucks see a major drop. And then the other major drop out of Atlanta, the Falcons, who are just, a lot of people just don't know what to think about them. Not sure where to put them. You know, they lost the coaching staff, which everybody thought was a positive, but they're still just... there's still just something with this Atlanta team that just isn't there. And it's really unfortunate because you kind of go down the board, you go down the roster on that team, and they've got some talent everywhere. The team is underperforming like crazy. It's just really, that's what it is. As of 11/9, $17 a share. As of 11/10, $15.75 a share. So if you see value in these three teams, this is why I wanted to give you this opportunity to kind of know what the overnight look is right now. Denver, big drop. The Bucks, big drop. Atlanta, big drop. If you see value in those teams, right now would be a time to see if you can step in and snag a couple of shares, one or two shares, if you see the value in those stocks. So those were the losers. As far as the winners go, we had one big winner of a major overnight shift, and that was Green Bay. Looking at the Green Bay stock, there's nobody in the North that's going to be able to keep pace with them. As far as the NFC as a whole goes, they're pretty much locked in somewhere between the first and third seed, right? You got to figure their major competitors are going to be the Saints at 6-2, and then Seattle also at 6-2. And then Green Bay. Those three teams are going to be some version potentially of 1, 2, and 3. Now, I still think the Bucs are going to end up winning that division, but as it stands right now, those three teams are the 1, 2, 3 of the NFC, and so the Green Bay really is back to the Green Bay Packers really are back to being the class of the NFC. And when Aaron Rodgers is on a team that's performing well and he's playing really well, it's just good for football, right? So major move for them. They go from $28 a share on 11/9 to $29.75 a share on 11/10. So hold on to those numbers. Write those down if you need to, because we're going to come back and look at that in a minute, and we're going to kind of look at the story that the stock market is telling us, right? Every market tells a story. Every stock, if you look at a chart, is going to tell you a story. At what point do people think that they see value in them versus what point do they think they're overvalued and there's no upside? Everything tells a story. So hold on to those numbers that I'm telling you. I'm going to give you another set of numbers here too, and then we're going to talk about something. Excuse me. If I sound a little sick, it's because I am, so I may cough a couple of times. I deeply apologize. But I'm here to compete as it is. I don't really know what that meant. All right, so now we're going to look at winners and losers over the week. So now we're going to expand out from about November 4th to the November 10th, right? So I don't know when you guys are going to be watching this, but it's pretty much within the November 4th to November 10th range. Where did we see the most movement from a team over that 7-day span? So again, it's the amount of movement that we're looking for. We're going to start with the losers. San Francisco. Tough look for San Francisco right now. Again, they're in the NFC West, man. And you have the Rams. You're staring down the barrel of the Rams, the Cardinals, and the Seahawks. And that's just tough, man. That's six of your games you have to play this year are those three teams. And decimated by injury. Garoppolo goes down, is healthy last year, a lot of hype, goes down, no hype, comes back, little bit of hype, goes down again. Now the hype is gone. Mullen steps in. He may start the rest of the year, but it may be between him and CJ as to who backs him up. What are San Francisco going to look like at the end of the year? Everybody, not to mention all of the other injuries that they're accruing right now as a team. It's just tough. So San Francisco on the from the 4th to the 10th to the 11th, $25.10 a share to $21.35 a share. It's a massive drop, massive drop. That's almost $4 that this stock has gone down in a week. Right, so a lot of people are absolutely hot on them to be bad, right? A lot of people are off the San Francisco bandwagon. I myself am included in that stat. I got off the San Francisco bandwagon as well within the last week, week and a half. So I got out in a loss as well. I bought into that stock. I sold for it cheaper. So I got out of that stock, but I got out of it at a loss as well. I just don't like where they are right now. Instead of holding them and watching that decline and decline and decline, I'd rather get out, let them decline for the rest of the season, figure out what they look like in the off season and the start of next year, and then evaluate that way to get back in. So just didn't like that. The other team, New England, the Patriots, this actually would have been worse, but they ended up pulling out a win over the Giants, which actually showed a kind of an uptick for them. A little bit on their market and as far as how people are viewing them. New England, $26 a share November 4th, now down to $24.50 a share November 10th. So about a dollar and a half move down for them. I'd imagine it would have been more had they have lost to the Giants, but somehow, or the Jets, I'm sorry, I keep saying the Giants. My bad. The Jets. Had they have lost to the Jets, and you feel bad for them, and somehow the Jets managed to do absolutely nothing. The Jets had four more possessions. The Jets ran four more plays in the fourth quarter than I did, right? So that's not ideal. Tough look for them. But again, New England squeaks by. It would have been a lot worse, I think, if New England would have lost to the Jets. But, you know, they see that dollar and a half drop. If you see value in these two stocks, this may be a time to look to get in if you see value there long term. Next, we're going to look at over the week positive stocks. We have two. The Washington football team, who is still right in the mix of winning the NFC East, and that's getting Alex Smith back healthy as their starting quarterback. Kyle Allen goes down with what some people thought was going to be a really bad injury. It turned out to not be really bad, just bad. So if we want to turn that into a positive, it's not as worse as it could have been, which is awesome. Hope Kyle gets healthy and has a speedy recovery. But until then, they're giving the ball to Alex Smith to try and help them win a division, which they still can because the NFC East sucks so bad. Washington football team over the week goes from $15.75 a share to $17. So people are active on the football team. Are they more active now because Alex Smith has the ball in his hand? Right now we're giving the ball back to Alex. Does that mean that the traders have more value in Alex Smith as a starting quarterback than Kyle Allen? Interesting question to pose there. I would say probably yes. And that's why I think some people are excited about Washington now. I also think Washington's a long-term play. I'm in on Washington for the long term. I look to hold that stock for a year, maybe 2 years. I like what they're doing. I like where they're headed, and they're in a division where they can be competitive because the division sucks so bad. And then the Pittsburgh Steelers, class of the NFL right now. They're undefeated. Big Ben playing like Backyard Ben again, playing really well. Everybody seems to be having fun. That defense is flying around. Bud Dupree and Minkah Fitzpatrick are doing Bud Dupree and Minkah Fitzpatrick things. And then Mapletron, shout out Thomas Fenton over at Shooting the Sports Ish. He's going to love that I said that. Mapletron playing out of his mind, having a great season. They just look like they're having fun. Pittsburgh goes from $29.50 a share to $32 a share in a week. Big move for them. Big move for Green Bay. Excuse me. This is what I wanted to bring to your attention. This market, because it's so new, right? This market launched in September. There's a lot of people using this platform, but there's going to be hundreds and thousands of more people that are going to continue to come in and use this platform over time. But right now there's an interesting threshold, and you know, give me some room with numbers, right? Give me generics. The threshold seems to be between $15 for the low end of any stock and $35 for the high end of any stock. Now, a couple of stocks have gone over a little bit of 35, but you know, let's call it 36. And I was doing it for easy math, but let's call it 36. But give me some generic rope. So taking that into consideration, anytime we see a team get into that $35, $36 range, they tend to come back down to earth to everybody else in that $30, $31, $32 range. So it's very interesting right now at the early level, seeing people respecting that $35, $36, $37 zone. And when it gets up there, they go, okay, well, this is its peak. I'm going to sell it off, take my profits and move on to another stock. Totally understand it. I get that. I love that. There's nothing wrong with it because that's what the market is deeming as the peak, the pinnacle of that particular stock in that moment. The peak value is in that range. I would say to those who are playing a longer term game, such as myself, I have stocks. I have money in long-term stocks. I have money in right now stocks. Understand that the more people come in, right, the more traders we get on this platform, the more that is going to go up, right? The demand, the increase is just going to go upward. So I would look and caution you with that. If you can get a Kansas City team right now at $30 a share, that's great value. $31.50, I think that's really good value for the next 2 to 5 years. because we could very easily see this Chiefs stock become, you know, the Nike, the Microsoft, the Amazon, the S&P of the stock market, you know, whatever you wanted to be, where this thing just takes off. And all of a sudden, this Chiefs stock is not worth $31 anymore. In 18 to 24 months, this Chiefs stock is worth $200 because they just won another Super Bowl. They still have Pat Mahomes. They're still in a really good spot financially, whatever the case is, for the Seahawks, for the Steelers, for the Packers, the Ravens. Understand that there is a threshold right now, but how long will that threshold be there? The more crowded and excited and the more active this market becomes. Just something I wanted to throw out to you guys. A couple of teams that I'm on right now that I'd like to bring to your attention. I'm going to bring back the Buffalo Bills. The Bills right now sit at $27.50 a stock. They're currently 7-2. They've got the Cardinals, the Chargers, the Niners, the Steelers, New England, and Denver and Miami left to go. I think that the Bills are going to win this division. I think Miami will come in second. New England will come in third. And then whoever their fourth team is in that division will come in fourth. I really like where they are against Arizona. I think that's going to be really fun. I think they'll get handed a lot by the Chargers, but I think they win that game. You know, high end, this Bills team could be looking at 11, 12 wins at 7-2 right now with $27. Spending $27 to get a return of excuse me. You know, $2.50, I think is a really good return. I think an immediate 10% return on a stock is huge. And I think that's very realistic with this Bills team. So I'm on that with Buffalo, looking at the rest of their schedule. Can they go from 7-2 to 11-5 to 12-4? I think so. I think they could lose to Arizona, lose to Pittsburgh, and that would be their only two losses for the rest of the year. I could see them beating Arizona. I mean, Arizona's a good team, and I think that'll be competitive. Could they beat Arizona? Sure. Could Arizona beat Buffalo? Sure. I think Buffalo could beat Arizona. They'll beat the Chargers. They'll beat the Niners. They'll beat Denver. They'll beat New England. And I think they beat Miami at the end of the year, too. But, you know, assuming they lose to I'm sorry. So let's say they lose to Arizona and to Pittsburgh. Totally my fault. Reset. They lose to Arizona, they lose to Pittsburgh. That gives them four losses. Could they beat the Chargers, the Niners, the Broncos, the Patriots, and the Dolphins in the next 7 weeks? Yeah, absolutely. And I think that could put them right at, that 12-4 mark. 12-4, you're getting another $2.50, right, for the rest of the year. You get $2.50 back return immediately on your stock investment, regardless of if the stock goes up or down. You're going to get 10% return. That's pretty good. So I like Buffalo. I think that's pretty interesting. The next one I want to go to is the Raiders. I think they're in the AFC West with Kansas City. They beat Kansas City, which I think is huge. This Raiders team is good. I think they're still trying to figure out how to win, which they haven't done a lot, so that's okay. They're 5-3 right now. Their only losses are to New England in week 3 when Cam was playing really well. Buffalo, which is a good loss. And then Tampa Bay, when their entire offensive line was out and Tampa just smoked them. Okay. Well, let's take a look. Denver, do they beat Kansas City a second time? Probably. Probably not. I think Kansas City gets him back. Atlanta, the Jets, the Colts, the Chargers, Miami, and Denver. So let's say they're 5-3 right now. Let's say they lose to Kansas City, Indianapolis, and Miami. All right, so let's say they lose three more games. They go 5-3 the second half of the season. They double back on that and they go 5-3 again. Could this team go 10-6? Absolutely. And at $21.75 a share, which is where the Raiders currently sit right now, again, you're going to get back another five games at the end of the season. You're going to get back $2.50 a share. Or excuse me, you're gonna get paid out $2.50 over the rest of the season to get 250 back on a $21 stock. I think is great value there as far as just the immediate payment. I'm sorry, the Raiders are at 22.75, not 21.75, but still, you're getting $2.50 back on a $22, $23 stock. Again, an immediate return of about 10%. I think that's great. You're looking for that stock to move up. I think in that low 20 range right now, there are a lot of stocks in that low 20 range that I think are going to be able to move up a little bit. I like where they are. I think they're a team that's going to compete for a playoff spot. I think there's a lot of people that they have to contend with. They'll have to contend with Buffalo, Baltimore, Cleveland, Pittsburgh. So Buffalo, Baltimore, Cleveland, Pittsburgh. The Colts, the Titans, the Chiefs, and the Raiders. Yeah, eight. So on those eight teams right there, I think are teams that are going to compete for, one through eight in the playoffs right now. And I think the Raiders are absolutely in that mix. I think they're going to make the playoffs. Oh yeah, I kind of like them to figure out how to continue winning. Double that 5-3 and go 10-6. So I like them there at 22.75. One of the ones I want to be off of. I think we're going to continue to see this team slide. I actually had this written down before I went back through and did kind of my winners and losers of the week. So we're doubling down on the San Francisco 49ers. I mean, they're down to $21.35 a share here. They're still in the NFC West. It's going to be a tough road for them for the end of the year. I think their schedule and where they are right now, I think it's tough. They're currently, what are they? They're 4-5. New Orleans, the Rams, Buffalo, Washington, Dallas, Arizona, and Seattle. So at 4-5, they'll lose to New Orleans, 4-6, the Rams, 4-7, the Bills, 4-8. They could very well lose to Washington at 4-9. They beat Dallas at 5-9. They lose to Arizona at 5-10, and then they lose to Seattle. This is a team that could go 5-11. So, right now they're at 4-5. This team could absolutely win one game the rest of the year and go 5-11. So, a little worrisome of them, a little weary. Again, I want to stay off of them until the offseason. I want to see what happens with Garoppolo healthy. Do they move off of Garoppolo and try and go get somebody else? Do they bring him back in? What does the health of the roster look like? Do they make any changes in their personnel? Do they make any changes on their staff? What happens? And then let's reassess them come the preseason. So that's really what I want to do. That's what, if I was handling your portfolio for you, I would suggest to look into doing the same thing. Now, if you want to buy and hold because you can get it at 21, it may go down to 15, but then they may be really good next year and it'll go back up to 35. Go for it. 100%. Do what you need to do. But I would say right now, hold and wait. Then another team I want to look at are the Bears. And just because I want to try and make this interesting, right? The Bears are 5-4. They play Minnesota, Green Bay, Detroit, Houston, Minnesota, Jacksonville, Green Bay. So could the Bears beat Minnesota once? Sure. So let's say they beat them this weekend, 6-4. Green Bay, 6-5. Detroit, 7-5? 6-6. Houston, 7-6. Minnesota, 7-7. Jacksonville, 8-7. Green Bay could be 9-7. And the only reason why I say that is at this point, Green Bay will have that division sewn up, and they'll probably be sitting some players to keep them healthy for the playoffs. There is a chance that this Chicago team actually goes 9-7. Now, is it worth hopping in on the Bears right now that may potentially go 9-7, or they may go 6-10, right? Unsure currently at the moment where they're going to be, but they're trading at $22.25. Now, if it happened, if the best thing happened and they went 9-7, you'd get a 10% return back on your investment, which would be great. I just don't know. I don't know. I think there's a chance that the Bears absolutely could go 9-7. I really do. Especially if they're 8-7 going into the last weekend with Green Bay wanting to sit some players, keep everybody healthy. Rodgers maybe plays a quarter or a half, and then Chicago wins. You know, I don't know. Love throws a couple of picks in the second half because that's what rookies do, and Chicago wins ugly late. Could very well happen. Chicago goes 9-7. Be the most ugly 9-7 you've ever seen in your life, but they could probably do it. So maybe with Chicago, you might look into that. I don't know. I probably wouldn't touch them, but there is a way that you could get some return on your investment and possibly see the Bears go from $22.25 to like $24.50. So you make a couple of bucks profit, and then also you get, you know, your 10% paid back to you as far as their wins go. Maybe for a short-term play, possibly. So that's one more thing to look at as well in the short term. So I wanted to give you guys those opportunities to look at that. If you have any questions for me, hit me up again on Twitter at CM Says Stuff. Ask me any questions. Let's get into conversation. Let's get into contact. Would love hearing what you guys think. Love hearing what some of your plans are. How diversified you guys are right now. Who you're looking at. Are you looking long-term? I have some long-term plays. I'm in on Washington. I'm in on Cincinnati. I'm in on the Dolphins. I have immediate turnaround where I'm in on the Ravens. I'm in on the Cardinals. I'm in on the Seahawks. So, and then I've got some plays in between that are just kind of interesting. Just wanted to take a share just to kind of see. So, interested in that and what you guys are doing and how you guys are feeling about your stocks, how you're looking at them. If you have any questions about anything like that, would love to. Please continue to hit up Symbol on Twitter at Symbol Exchange. Those are incredible guys over there with what they're doing. They have made, and they are continuing to make and grow an incredible platform that is creating financial education, right? This is for a group of people that want to become more financially literate in certain things. And I think if you've ever thought about trading a stock or trading a currency or what is the stock market, I think these guys here can absolutely help you answer some of these questions right now, so that if that's something you want to transition into while still doing this, you want to go into the actual stock market, the NYSE, and deal with all that. I think that's incredible. But these guys are creating an amazing platform for people, and I'm so appreciative of it and of them and their time and their energy and what they're doing. So please go check them out. Again, check us out. We're on Twitter at ShootSportsIsh, www.shootingthesportsish.com. I appreciate you guys. Love you guys. Look forward to talking to you soon. As always, great trading, and have fun on the charts, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye.